Hello and welcome to my show, Could You Be More Specific? I'm your host, Jonathan Steele, coming to you by the way of the Stay Woke Podcast. And on this episode of Could You Be More Specific, I'm going to title this episode called Don't Cancel. And I'm going to touch on a recent interview that I know T.I. had in regards to Kanye West and some of the stuff that he's been in the news for saying. Also, I'm going to touch on Lil Wayne and just I want to talk about his overall legacy on Carter 5 dropping. I want to talk about, you know, his recent album, but just his legacy in general. But I'm going to start on T.I. Now, T.I. was on Everyday Struggle, and he was talking about his new album that's coming out this Friday on the 5th. And a lot of the conversation was revolving around Kanye West. Now, I know a lot of you guys are in the news because, you know, he was wearing another MAGA hat. He also was wearing a Colin Kaepernick sweatshirt. This comes on the heels of his performance on SNL and what he said, you know, afterwards with being on the neck of Donald Trump and stuff like that. And we all have feelings about that. I know I got into a bit of a back and forth in a good way on Instagram with the girl in particular in regards to an interview that Kanye West did on Kendra G's show. And we touched on, and we kind of went back and forth on that. But one of the things that T.I. did say that I do agree with is even if you were to take the mental health stuff out of it and you just looked at what he said, I don't think you should cancel him. I also don't think you should handhold or babysit or pacify him with the stuff that he's saying. Well, T.I. did make a great point today by saying, like, hey, if anything, what he's done, it's a positive because he does have people talking about it. Now, I may not agree with what he's saying because it does seem like he just looks at parts of information and he decides to run with it. He's not exactly, you know, researching or vetting out any of these news items or facts that he claims to look up and decide to want to say them publicly. But if anything, what he has done a good job of is it forces us to talk about these topics. You know, the 13th Amendment idea that he has, it's something that Ava DuVernay's Netflix documentary cover. And it's a rough documentary to watch. But I would suggest that you still go ahead and watch the 13. I think it's a really informative doc. So if anything, hopefully that'll lead to more people going to Netflix and finding that. And she goes in depth into covering, you know, what mass incarceration has done to our communities in particular of color. And how it's, you know, pretty much replaced the modern day slavery aspects of, you know, what's really affecting our communities in terms of our people. So if anything, I do agree with T.I. on that. I know in relation to Kanye, it was also brought up about whether or not could you get Donald Trump and Colin Kaepernick together. Now, that would never probably happen. I don't see the reason why that would happen. I mean, once you draw those lines into the sand from what Trump said about him, knowing that it wasn't that, but it was just easy to attack the NFL because of all the stuff that he has going on, there's really no way we can get together and have a civil conversation. You don't have to necessarily, you know, trash him, but as far as you actually getting into a conversation and talking about that, I think that's kind of pointless. It is interesting, though, that Kanye keeps making these comments and he's on TMZ or associated to Harvey Levin in any way. It's bizarre. Now, I know Snoop Dogg is someone who, honestly, he's done a lot, not just for hip hop in general, but just for the black community in itself. You know, one of the most probably underrated things about Snoop is how much community work he does, especially through his football program that he has. And, you know, he also has a show on that called Coach Snoop. And for him, he's just kind of over the giving people passes to crap on our people. And I get it. I really do. It can be frustrating when you see someone like Kanye of prominence does what he does. Because 9 times out of 10, when they fall, they come back to the group of people that they've been disgusted with, especially in our community. But, you know, you also have to think a little bit beyond that and understand that the majority of us are not wired the same way. And when you also look at it, say someone like an Omarosa or an Azalea Banks, is the culture we've kind of grown up in, in our communities has been very self-centered in terms of the way we go about our business. You know, I was talking about this with someone not too long ago about just American culture in general, especially American Black culture. If there is anything we can learn from Jamaicans, Haitians, other people that represent our background of our skin, we can learn a lot from them in terms of how we treat our family and how we help each other. And but they are able to do that because they have a sense of pride of who they are and where they come from. Kanye and a lot of people in America, especially American Black people, it was set up, it was designed to have this happen. This is, you know, what they call the best case scenario a lot of the time. And so I'm not looking to listen to any, I don't really need new music from Kanye West. I didn't watch any of his performances on SNL. You know, I don't really care for the Lil Pump thing. I know people keep saying that they miss the old Kanye. It's like, that music will be forever. I don't know why we keep debating that. To me, when those songs still come on the radio, it's still, they still are what they are. His last, you know, several projects have been kind of, you know, some have been better than others. He's definitely not where Eminem's at in terms of albums, but in terms of like following him, it's just, it's, you know, it's okay. The Graduation will always be there. Late Registration, College Dropout, even 808s and Heartbreaks. I got that album and I ended up enjoying that more so later on than I did at the time. I thought it was good. I just didn't think it was what I originally thought at the time. Especially on 808's album, because that was something where he was really challenging, pushing the sound. I don't think this song ever was on there officially. I don't know if it was re-released, but Don't Say You Will. There's an original version, but then there's the remix version with him and Tyrese that sounds really good that I like. But I hope what T.I. said actually does continue to ring true, because it's actually good that we are able to talk about these things. And I hope for the best when it comes to that it keeps people involved and engaged, and hopefully we can start to make some gains. It's a lot of things that are still like up in the air, obviously, and a lot of different categories. So we'll see. But I'm going to transition from that topic and I'm going to touch on Lil Wayne. I know Lil Wayne just released the Carter 5, and I've heard a good amount of the songs, and the songs have been good. And Lil Wayne's in an interesting position because there's really nothing left for him to prove. This notion that he fell off, I'm like, when you're this successful this long, you're just maintaining. I don't know what it is about this culture about you gotta be number one all the time. It's the same thing with Nicki Minaj. Like, what is she? I don't know why she's this upset. You've been consistently for a 10-year period, you know, considered one of the best, if not the best, at your craft in the arena that you're viewed in. There's really nothing else to advocate for. I think about Lil Wayne, and I remember him, you know, especially when I was living in Alabama and I first heard him. He was like my favorite Cash Money member then. And I remember a lot of people in Alabama at the time was like, man, are you crazy? Like, you don't like Juvie or BG? And the other one was Turk. Man, dudes used to lose their mind about Turk. But I'm like, out of all of them, like, I go with Wayne. And then I like Juvie. Juvie definitely at the time had the better albums, but I was big on BG too. So, but oddly enough, just, you know, looking at his career from then to now, he had a steady incline. And then when he did, I believe, what was it, the Carter 2, which had Fireman on it, that was when I think that was when it really started to shift for Lil Wayne from a commercial standpoint. He was successful because people forget he was a platinum selling artist for a long time before the Carter 2 hit. And I think that's where he was really changing, because especially with the way he was viewed by other rappers. Ironically, in my first topic, Kanye West said it best at the time when Lil Wayne was really blowing up, was that he said, hey, he's making it hard for guys because he's really treating rap like a job. When you look at the amount of output of music he's doing, don't get caught up on, you know, the shades and styrofoam cups, plastic cups and stuff. Like, don't let that stuff, there's no way he's making that kind of music, and he's just not in a state of mind where he can actually put this out. Like, Lil Wayne's one of the hardest working performers in his industry. And so by him putting in so much groundwork on that, and then to get to the Carter 3, And then that was when he was at his apex in terms of his popularity. When Lollipop hit and all the songs coming off of that, you know, Got Money, and man, he had, that was just such a big year for him. You know, Mrs. Officer. One of the underrated songs on the album that I liked was the song Comfortable with him and Babyface. But yeah, I mean, you know, he just, at that time, and it really did seem like then, like now, Wayne kind of stays cool. Like, I've never really seen him, based off of public perception-wise, get too crazy. Like, I remember, I know he was in something a couple years ago where he said he never experienced racism. And which was weird because years beforehand, he had talked about a story that he did. And then after he caught all that flack, and I know, ironically, T.I., who was also in the first story, said he was talking about that. He talked to him, and they were able to kind of square things away on that issue and kind of clear that up. But Wayne, for the most part, kind of had stayed consistent. And he did something that, ironically, on the last thing I talked about, not too long ago with the Cat Williams, Cat Hart thing, Lil Wayne puts people on. Lil Wayne was not afraid of Drake. He wasn't afraid of Nicki. Matter of fact, when they started hitting, he still put his stuff out, but he wasn't going, it was like, oh, okay, you know, Lil Wayne just slid to the background. And not a lot of guys do that. And I don't think he gets enough credit for him being the kind of boss that he is, because even in spite of all this stuff with him and Birdman and, you know, being defrauded out of money and the Young Money, Cash Money situation, the respect that Nicki and Drake and even with Tyga has always been good for the most part towards Lil Wayne, because he's always been about trying to push them forward and doing well. Even Corey Guns, when he did 6 Foot, 7 Foot, that record was set up to help Corey Guns pop off because he was now associated with Young Money, Cash Money. So, you know, Lil Wayne's always had that ability. I don't mind sharing anything with you. I'll be just fine. But I've been noticing that lately with his stuff, is that it's been about where you rank him and stuff like that. I'm like, just enjoy the material. Him putting out another really good album, just enjoy the material. It's like that with T.I. now. I don't need it to be Urban Legend, Dying Trap, his new album coming out. I don't need it to be T.I. versus T.I.P. Don't need it to be Paper Trail. None of that. Just enjoy the records. You know, just enjoy these records. These guys have already crafted a legacy. It's like now it's just about, can they put other people in positions to do well? And then they could, you know, then you can springboard off of that to help other people. Those are just some of the things I had on that I was going to cover. I want to thank you guys for listening to this pod. I want to thank D, all the hard work that he does on this show. I'm definitely going to be doing more in the future. I'm looking forward to, we got some other ideas that are going to be pumping out real soon, and still putting things together now. But I want to thank you guys for allowing us to do this show. Thank you for listening. Could you be more specific? Again, I'm your host, Jonathan Steele. Definitely follow us on the Stay Woke Podcast. I hope you guys have a good one. Definitely like, share, follow, and become a patron and support us. All right, thank you guys so much.